I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
U.S. President Joe Biden is set to address a joint session of Congress for the first time. He'll speak in just under 2 hours from now, on the eve of his 100th day in office. Mr. Biden is expected to unveil a sweeping $1.8 trillion stimulus package less than a month after he tabled a proposal to spend $2.3 trillion on infrastructure.
The latest plan is said to include at least $1 trillion in new spending and $800 billion in tax cuts. It's aimed at making childcare more affordable, boost education, and to provide aid to COVID-stricken families. The brunt of the spending will likely be shouldered by the wealthiest of the nation through higher taxes.
The spending plan will need approval by an evenly divided Congress. Reactions so far have been largely along party lines. On domestic issues, Mr. Biden will make the case for the lengthy Democratic wish list, including reforms to policing, immigration, and gun control. For more, Simon Marks is joining us now from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, President Biden has had a frenetic 100 days, priorities ranging from fighting the pandemic to propping up the economy. How are Republicans expected to respond to another $1 trillion spending proposal?
Well, I think they're going to declare it absolutely dead on arrival on Capitol Hill, Julie, because, of course, Republicans oppose tax increases generally and particularly tax increases on the wealthiest Americans. The White House has gone to the mat over the last few hours, several top officials fanning out on the nation's television networks to insist that the public supports this move. And polling does indeed show that the American public favors the idea of raising capital gains tax in order to provide additional services for America's poorer families and America's low-wage workers. But the reality is, for President Biden to get this through, he will need either Republican support or to keep all the support that he's got among Democrats in the United States Senate. And he's already facing challenges in that regard when it comes to the infrastructure proposal that he unveiled just a few days ago. This is a president marking his 100th day in office. We'll be hearing an awful lot about how far he says the country has journeyed in its battle against the COVID-19 pandemic during the course of this speech. And more generally, this is a president eager to be seen as a transformational president. We have been absolutely knee-deep over the last few hours in supporters of President Biden, arguing that he's a modern-day version of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose New Deal, of course, led the nation out of the Great Depression and provided opportunities for millions of families. But FDR was working with a substantial majority of Democrats in the United States Congress and the Senate, and Joe Biden doesn't have that luxury. So this is going to be difficult to bring off, and it will provide Republicans with ammunition to accuse President Biden of being a big government Democrat eager to raise taxes at every turn.
Lots of issues to cover tonight, Simon, including likely climate change, probably featuring high on Mr. Biden's agenda tonight, given his focus on trying to address it, not to mention his global summit, which he held last week. And now it seems like he's getting help from the Senate in this fight. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a little bit of help. I think climate change will absolutely be pivotal within the speech that we hear in a few hours' time, because Joe Biden, unlike any of his predecessors, not just Donald Trump, but Barack Obama and the others before him, Joe Biden has moved the issue of climate change absolutely front and center on the American political landscape here. Today, he did secure the support of three Republicans who helped Democrats in the United States overturn an effort that President Trump introduced to relax standards for methane emissions, particularly from oil and gas wells here in the United States. The relaxation of those rules that were set back in 2016, then relaxed at the initiative of the Trump administration, has now, as a result of that Senate vote here, been overturned. And I think the White House will take some comfort in the notion that at least on that particular issue pertaining to climate change, they were able to rely on the support of three Republicans. It's not always going to be like that when it comes to climate change on Capitol Hill, but at least ahead of the president's speech here, from the perspective of the White House, that was a bit of good news.
A big night ahead for the nation, Simon. Thank you very much. That was Simon Marks in Washington, D.C. And of course, we'll bring you that speech.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.